Greetings, everybody, on this new day. This is David here, and I'm bringing you a reading today from 1 Timothy, all of chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God, our Saviour, and of Christ Jesus, our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. In accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, with which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Father God, there's some really powerful words in your word this morning, Lord, and I'm just so aware that our first prayer to you this morning is, Lord, that you give us the strength and the wisdom to hold on to our faith. Lord, we seem to be in a time when everything is counterculture to what we uphold and what we believe in, Lord. And Lord, I see so many who've falling away from holding that faith with a good conscience. So Lord, I just pray that as Paul's words to Timothy, that we would be, we would be given the strength to continue living out the life that you've called us into. Lord, I just thank you that, we were condemned, as Paul's confessing about being the utmost sinner. But Lord, we were all sinners before you called us. And Lord, having called us, I just pray that you enable us to keep walking along your highway, Lord. That highway that goes from Calvary through to whenever our our end may be, Lord, when we go into your presence. So, Lord, will you just help us this morning to hold true to our faith with good conscience and to share that with others, Lord, because you have entrusted us. And that is a scary thing sometimes, Lord, that you have entrusted us. And so, Lord, will you just help us? Lord, will you just continue to pour out your Spirit upon us to keep us on the straight path, Lord, not drifting to the left and to the right with other discussions that have no benefit. So, Lord, let us ask that we, as we read these words this morning, Lord, you just take hold of our hearts, Lord. Lord, just hold us true to you, because we do this through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.